405-0-3733.
That's the Free Talk Lives
call in line. Brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-3733. That spells out free there on your telephone line. But, you know, there's all kinds of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Not only are we on more than 100 really great radio stations around the country, and two XM channels. I believe we're on Extreme Talk right now, which is awesome. But there's, you know, satellite options besides XM. We've got the free-to-air satellite. Live streams on the Internet. You can watch us on the cam, cam.freetalklive.com. Listen lines. You can find all... Listen lines means that you can... You could listen to Free Talk Live on your cell phone. If there's no other way to listen, you could dial up this number, hopefully. Long remember, long-distance charges apply if you have the, you know, that's the issue. We don't cover those. But you can listen at listen.freetalklive.com. And, you know, find all the options at listen.freetalklive.com. Let's get, Stephanie?
Yes.
Yeah, let's get right into the calls here. Fred in Michigan. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Okay, the mainstream prostitute propaganda pundit, including Larry Kudlow, who I heard, it was, I think, a repeat of the broadcast during the week with the New Hampshire. Was that the primary or was that a...
Primary.
New Hampshire, was that a primary or a caucus?
Yeah, it's primary.
Primary. We really do vote.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm not, you know, terribly bright at all this stuff.
They caucus in Iowa and they primary in New Hampshire.
Okay, thank you. Well,
and it'll be a primary in South Carolina, too.
So he's interviewing different people, one of whom was this Marjorie Clifton, I believe it was votenow.org or .com. In response to Ron Paul's startling performance, if you will, she says, "Well, he's simply not a viable candidate. No one trusts him on foreign policy or defense." And then nothing about the fact that he won the the CPAC conference, right?
Sure.
What, 2 years in a row, whatever.
2 years
it was.
In a row in the CPAC conference. But I'd say to some extent the CPAC conference has been co-opted, but it's pretty soon it's going to be the LPAC conference. You know, it's a.
You mean libertarians?
Libertarian types have kind of, you know, constitutionalist and libertarian types have kind of taken over CPAC. But, you know, I don't know what it's going to take to convince the media that Ron Paul's a viable candidate. At this point, he's come in a strong showing in both Iowa and New Hampshire, and he's showing real well as far as, I mean, he's surging in South Carolina. As a matter of fact, I've got a story here.
Against all odds, I mean, because they've been talking down about him the whole time.
Senator Tom Davis from South Carolina has just endorsed Ron Paul.
Oh,
that can't
well.
Be bad in South Carolina.
Sure.
You know, I mean, the other candidates, it's a very weak field. Mitt Romney is everybody's last choice, but you know, some people are choosing him. And, of course, Newt's got single digits in New Hampshire. Santorum, single digits. Huntsman surged. But to some extent, that was because Democrats were in New Hampshire campaigning for Huntsman.
Mm.
And he was being beaten by Stephen Colbert, the comedian, in South Carolina. So
yeah, that's
it's
pretty
a really
bad.
Weak field out there, and I don't see why Ron Paul couldn't make a big showing. I mean, it could very well be that by the end of this primary process, he's getting more votes than Romney.
Well, may I say this? I think this is a PSYOPs PR from the get-go because... if you will, I believe, as Bev Harris and others, members of the Collier Brothers vote scam, I believe the election fraud, not voter fraud, it's election fraud, with the sophisticated computer software hacking capabilities, and whoever it was, I forget, Alex Jones or maybe Coast to Coast was reviewing the fact that previously the Republican hierarchy owned Diebold. There was some collusion there, and somebody went to prison because of that collusive arrangement that got Luciferian Skull and Bones Bush Laden the presidency because of the crucial states of Ohio, and I forget the others. But and so here you got the evangelical sheeple morons coming out and endorsing Santorum. But I think the PRCI, and let's not forget, the Bush Laden crime family could not have retained the presidency for 8 years if it weren't for the Christian sheeple moron idiots who, if it's gospel truth that our leaders want us to vote for, this marvelous Christian man from Crawford, Texas.
Fred, wait a second. I think that to some extent your points contradict each other. Fred, are you there? Yeah, Fred? Can you hear me? Hold on. I've pushed the wrong button. Fred, are you there?
I'll come, and then everybody will say, yeah, that's right. Ron Paul couldn't win. They told us all along, and looky here. We had a real nice close competition, right?
Fred, I think that your two points contradict each other. The one point that the Republicans are using Diebold to derail the election, and by the way, in my town and many in every town I've been in New Hampshire, they vote on paper, but that they're using Diebold to derail the election, and then at the same time that the sheeple are convinced that the things that the Bushies say are correct. So one of these has to not be true. I think that mostly you're seeing the election results as they are. I think that there are problems with the electoral process. I mean, certainly they're not very good at keeping an eye on things, and somebody could be messing with things here and there. But I don't think that there's some there may be down the line, maybe in Ohio they're saying, well, Ron Paul is not going to win Ohio, or they're holding out in some location. But I think that you're seeing probably the legitimate results of people voting for Ron Paul or something close to it in Iowa and in New Hampshire. It would be tough in those two states to screw with the numbers too much. If there is some grand conspiracy, then why have we gotten this far? And why would people believe it if there's a conspiracy? I mean, because there's a lot of people I know that are voting for Newt and Romney and Santorum. I mean, lots of people are voting for those folks.
Yeah, that's true. Well, all I can say, my friends, is I've got the biggest Ron Paul sign in my yard.
Thank you, Fred.
Nice, Fred.
Right
Thank
now,
you.
And you know what? The mayor here in Flint, Michigan, I approached him because he lives in my neighborhood, and a couple years ago, because I wanted to get a grassroots think tank started, I didn't know the mayor lived in this house, but I came a-knocking, and I, gave him my appeal, and then I brought up Ron Paul and the Fed Res fraud, et cetera, and he slammed the door in my face.
Oh, wow.
So I got the biggest Ron Paul sight, staring that guy in the face every day when he comes down the street.
It's hilarious, Fred. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733.
Now, Mark, I have a quick question for you. Is the singular of sheeple Sherson?
I don't know. Is that what would it be? I don't get the joke.
Well, because sheeple is like a combination of the word sheep and people.
Okay.
So would Sherson. It be a Sherson?
I get you. Sheep.
Just a rhetorical question, Mark.
Which one of male and female? I don't know.
It would be a ewe and a ram, right?
A ram and a man. It would be a ram and a... I don't know.
A human?
A human. There you go. That's very good. A human. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to Thomas in Chicago before we really destroy this joke. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I just find it really ridiculous how the media is just completely... Well, it's obvious why. They don't want Ron Paul to be president.
Why don't they?
At all. It's simple. Their money, their entire career is based on on feeding government garbage. And with Ron Paul, it's like, okay, well, first of all, we're not going to be paying for spots. We're not going to be sponsoring news and all this other garbage. Not to mention...
Thomas, hold on. I want to hear more about this. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Good day, Jim Newcomer, Midas Resources, January 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1639.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1680.55, $840.28 for a half ounce, or $420.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1680.55, $840.28, and $420.14.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Speaking of the mainstream media, you can get news on Free Talk Live. Is that a segue? I don't know. News.freetalklive.com. You can get email updates, Twitter, Facebook. They find all the links there for all the news on Free Talk Live. Stations we add, awards we win, stuff we want to push your way. It's news.freetalklive.com. The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you need a boat. Not just any boat, a life yacht. It's a stable catamaran as big as a house.
It purifies its own water, generates its own power. You could even, it has space to grow your own food, depending on the size of the one you get, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. It also has a walk-in fridge or freezer, depending on the one that, that you get. So you should be able to put plenty of provisions on your life yacht. With a life yacht, you can live free of nearly any government intrusion, have a seashore home anywhere in the world. Have some trouble with the government? Weigh anchor. Move along. You could be involved with the program for as few as $1,000 and the commitment of as few as 8 months. It's ericsoncouncil.com. Again, it's ericsoncouncil.com. I'm going to spell it for you. E-R-I-C-S-S-O-N Council. C-O-U-N-C-I-L.com. ericsoncouncil.com. Let's go back to Thomas in Chicago, talking about Ron Paul and media bias. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live once again.
Yeah, it's basically, if you listen to, say, Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, you always hear them say state-sponsored media, state-controlled media, when referring to foreign sources.
Yeah.
Whereas our country, we have state-controlled media. That's what mainstream media is here. If the government says it, then it's fact, when in fact it's not fact.
Yeah. It's oftentimes, you know, the reporters will just use, will just, you know, verbatim repeat government press releases
yeah.
as if they are news. They don't, you know, they don't question it. They don't ask any questions from the other side. They don't, nothing. You know, there's no taken from the other side. The government said it. That's the news. They said it.
And people put an incredible amount of trust in them. A lot of people almost will just accept everything that the news says as fact, and they actually believe that they're really fair and balanced, like they say they are.
Yeah. But I kind of feel like people in the news tend to have their own agenda. And generally, people with agendas, I mean, I'm not going to say that.
Well, how could you not? I mean, everybody who is a journalist has an agenda. It's just, what is that agenda? Mm-hmm. I mean, it manifests in everything from what they choose to cover and what they choose not to cover,
sure.
to their tone, to the words that they use, to the amount of research that they, to their sources. I mean, everything is going to be biased. I just think that, you know, people should be able to know what that bias is.
And I agree completely, Thomas, that they are going after, you know, they're attempting to downplay Ron Paul, or, you know, paint him as crazy or racist or whatever they can do in order to drown him out. I don't know what their motive is, and you're ascribing motive, and I'm not 100% certain I know what it is, but they do seem to think that, you know, they seem to be against him.
Well, the motive is simple. The media, just like most of our country, is controlled by the banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase. And it's quite simple. Those guys' gambling debts will not be thrown on the backs of the taxpayer anymore. In fact, he will more than likely have you prosecuted. Or at least, at minimum, there will be investigation.
But
and it will come to the light that they have been ripping us off with derivatives almost over $250 billion. And this is debt that we owe on our backs. And if they put that, if that gets out to the public where it's mainstream, the banks are gone. When the banks are gone, the mainstream dinosaur media, where do you get your funding?
I have a question. What do you suggest that should be done about this?
Support Ron Paul.
Yeah, I guess that's all you can do.
Ron Paul, and also people need to get out and actually read. Stop watching the dinosaur media.
Jefferson Franklin both talked about how Jefferson basically said that you couldn't have a republic with an uninformed public, and Franklin said something to the effect of, it's a republic, madam, if you can keep it. And
just like that.
That's how we've talked.
Yeah.
You know, this is a pudgy belly. And
and don't forget the wig.
A bowl full of jelly. And he didn't wear wigs. He didn't need to. He was that much of a rake. It has always been that if the public would just stay informed, and they're not very good at that. I just wonder, you know, to me it seems
you have to look at how society has been changed. We used to be a society. I was sitting at a restaurant earlier and looking at this picture and admiring. It was from before there were even cars. and it's horses and carriages, but everyone's wearing suits.
Yep.
If you're not wearing a shirt and tie,
and a fedora.
Right.
And a fedora, yeah.
Nowadays, people walk around, they are half nude, or their pants are hanging around their knees.
That is not happening in New Hampshire.
Really? Yeah, I kind of almost
not
wish that
Hampshire,
would happen sometimes.
I can assure
sometimes.
You they are not half nude.
Yeah. And, you know, Thomas, I wager a bet that everybody in that picture that you were looking at was a man, right?
Mostly, but it was just a picture of a street corner. It was like a rooftop picture of a street corner. And, yes, it was almost all men.
I would think that, you know, the wives, it was probably the downtown business area, and most of the wives were probably at home taking care of the kids, or they were out at the parks watching the kids with pillows. They were probably dressed up when they did it, though. They probably were dressed up when they did it. Yeah.
Yes, they were wearing dresses standing in the windows with the kids.
Likely.
So do you think that picture of society is something that you'd like to get back to, Thomas? I mean, I'm just kind of confused where you're going with this.
I mean, not necessarily that, but more of the values. People don't have compassion. People don't really care about each other. And living in Chicago, people are like, they're completely mind, just completely brainwashed by the Chicago political machine. The superintendent of the police came to St. Sabina's Church and sat down in front of the majority black congregation and said, the right to keep and bear arms is there because it's racist.
And the right to keep and bear arms is racist?
Yeah, that seems pretty easy to debunk.
Standing ovation.
Did he base it on anything? I mean, I have no idea what I have no reference for this.
Neither did I. I was completely dumbfounded when he said it because he just said, that's what makes it racist. Not that the first gun laws in America were to restrict black people, but the actual right to keep and bear arms is racist.
It's crazy. I can't even imagine. I guess.
Well, I mean, look at the places that most people.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But the places that most people grow up, you know, I'm not excusing this or defending it, but in government schools, the people are taught really to accept a lot of irrationality and to not check sources. And so I kind of see that as a logical consequence for something like that.
Thomas, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Do you know why the mainstream media is messed up? Why it's biased? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. and placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, the live Sunday edition. Yes, it's live. The live Sunday edition with Mark
and Stephanie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything you know somebody would need, the outdoors person might need, is at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. A good friend of mine actually has ordered off of ManVentureOutpost.com. He claimed that the prices were incredibly low. He was very surprised by it. He's a thrifty guy. There's no doubt about it. I got plenty of stuff off of ManVentureOutpost.com, too, and a nice jacket and some winter gear. And I was impressed with the quality. I wouldn't be able to, you know, I didn't scour the internet looking for the prices, but everybody I've talked to says that these are the best prices. So go check them out. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com. Coupon code FTL. Get an additional 5% off. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. So we've had a lot of calls in talking about the mainstream media, Ron Paul, and the way he's been treated there. If you want to call in and talk about that, you're more than welcome to. But, Stephanie, you had an article that we were going to start the hour off with, and it's slipped my mind. What is it?
It is about the have you heard of these economic freedom rankings that certain think tanks do?
Yeah. There's one from, I think, is it freetheworld.com? Is that it? And the other one's from the Heritage Foundation?
I know about the Heritage Foundation, okay. And that's the one that this article is referring to. The Heritage Foundation actually just came out. And by the way, they are kind of a conservative, I guess, think tank.
Right. But economic liberty is something that's a heck of a lot easier to quantify than social liberty or freedom of the press or things like that. There are lists out there for freedom of the press. And the United States.
Is it easier to quantify, though?
Economic liberty?
Yeah, I wonder about that.
I think it's easier to quantify the laws in a particular country.
Yep.
What's not easy to quantify is how does that country enforce its laws? For instance, Greece. Greece has very restrictive tax laws. It costs a lot of money, but most people don't pay them. So adherence and enforcement are an important aspect to it.
Sure.
I would prefer, I think a lot of people would prefer, hey,
let's make the rules fair and enforce them, as opposed to let's have stability rather than just make a bunch of arbitrary rules and then if you don't want to follow them, just bribe somebody.
That's a toss-up. I don't know. I mean, some people do like the bribing system. That's why a lot of libertarians, I think, go to live in South America, because in some places, I mean, like Mexico comes to mind.
Well,
where
what is the difference between
bribe
a bribe and a tax?
Well,
who you're paying.
I think the tax is a little bit more consistent and, like, written down, you know, whereas a bribe, maybe it's fungible a little bit.
I suppose. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
If you bribe somebody and they want to come back and get some more money from you, what do you do? But I just bribed you last week.
Yeah, there's not much you can do. But what do you do if somebody, if the government taxes you and then they want to raise the taxes? There's nothing you can do there either.
If they
want to
raise the taxes, they can do it the next year. There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
Sure.
I know. I mean, it's not. There are arguments within pro-liberty communities as to which one of these is better. And But
and
basically,
if you do well
anywhere, under any government, they're going to want what they're going to call their piece. They believe that they know what the fair piece is that you need to pay, and they're going to come after it.
They want 100%, but they know that if they tax you 100% or they try to take all of what you have, then nobody would produce anything. So they have to make people think that they're free. Well, yeah. I mean, unless they make it impossible for you to leave. Like, in the U.S. now, there is an exit tax, right?
There is an
if you expatriate,
tax,
you are taxed as if you sold everything that you owned.
But this is one of those taxes that's very difficult to enforce. I mean, what is the United States government going to do if I move all my money offshore as a citizen? They're not going to do anything about that. And then I say, I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Yep.
And I don't have any money for them to tax. They're going to be like, we got exit tax. Wait. Goodbye. Goodbye. And, there's nothing they can really do about it. That tax only affects the uninformed, essentially. And I'm not saying that...
I guess that's true. Yeah, and it's not good. You're right. But at least there are ways for people to get around it. And honestly, I haven't read up on this for a couple of years, so I might be mistaken. But that was my most current understanding of what it's like if you try to expatriate.
There are exit taxes of all sorts in the United States. And I'd like to point to, because people will say this is the freest country in the world. And for one, I don't know that that's a true statement anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know. I couldn't tell you which country is freer, but I think that there's a good argument for several places.
I think a lot of this comes down to people's personal preferences about what they value in terms of freedom.
But under the Roman slave system, slaves bought their freedom all the time. Slaves bought their freedom, as a matter of fact, in the American chattel slavery system. People would, somebody would be freed for whatever reason, and then he would buy the freedom of, say, a wife and kids. And stuff like that. So people bought freedom under the slavery system. If you're giving a tax to leave a given, let's call it a tax farm, which is what these countries are.
Yeah.
If you're giving money to leave, then you're really no different than a slave under these systems.
Sure, but in that case, if you leave, you only pretty much have the option of going somewhere else where you're going to enter another slave system.
That's kind of why I like the Erickson Council at ericksoncouncil.com, because, if they can manage to get that off the ground and create a bunch of catamarans that, are houses that you can move around, the government's going to have a much more difficult time taxing you in a situation where you can just pick up your house and leave. Because currently, if I want to sell my house, I'm going to take a hit. Every time you buy and sell a house, you take a hit financially, and, of course, it costs money to pick up and move and stuff. But, it could be, it could work out, it could not. I'd love to see their first working prototype. They look like they're going to get it off the ground, and I'm very excited about it.
I'd like to see a prototype too, and also, I mean, it brings up the question of if you could have freedom, in quotes, right, but you would be living a pretty isolated lifestyle.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. I mean, some people would see it that way. I mean, if you were to live out in the middle of the ocean, you could have some friends who have, I assume when you build these Erickson Council boats, which is what they're talking about doing at ericksoncouncil.com, you're going to meet some friends, and you're probably going to travel in little caravans. So, yeah, you'd be somewhat isolated with your friends, but frankly, I don't hang out with that many people in real life anyway, so having a few people to hang out with would be kind of good.
I don't know.
I would live out in the middle of the ocean anyway because it's pretty wavy out there.
Sure. Probably, internet's a problem. A lot of things are a problem out there.
But you could probably skip through islands in the Caribbean or the South Pacific without too much trouble from any of those organizations. You know, living in beautiful places, getting internet connectivity and all that stuff through, 4G air cards, that kind of thing. It could be done, even if you're just moving along the coast of the United States. I mean, if you're not in a static place, the government doesn't know where to come get you for their taxes.
It's true. I mean, honestly, one of the biggest appeals for me about the Free State Project, living here in New Hampshire, is that even if we don't get rid of the state or whatever,
not in your lifetime, unless they get robot bodies and we live forever.
I don't know. I mean, I'm hopeful, cautiously optimistic, but even if we don't get to that level that I would like to get to, at least I'll be in good company. And Indeed. That's what I say to people who are interested in the Free State Project. It's really, for me, is more about the community. I mean, I don't know anywhere else on Earth that I could go and have access to just the wealth of people here who have so many different skills and talents, and we can network with, and do business with and be friends with and have relationships with.
Sure.
And it's very important, and to me, that's one of the things that enriches my life the most.
But a lot of people say to themselves, I don't think that friends do it for the Free State Project. And I'm not trying to compete against the Free State Project with the Erickson Council. I think that they're different projects. Well, the Free State Project is the intention of taking a piece of landmass and getting it more free. The Erickson Council is to be free yourself. It's a different concept.
Well, you could go live in Grafton, New Hampshire, and just be, go off the grid and be
friends
free,
there too.
Quote-unquote, yeah.
But... if you're going to make money, the United States government wants their cut in income taxes. I mean, just because you moved to Grafton and
would you rather
not
be
making any money isn't free.
Well, but would you rather be among people who will help you resist or, maybe join you in protest of that?
I'm just saying that the United States government is going to want its cut.
Sure. I'm just exploring some ideas here. I think it's an interesting discussion.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's the Senko toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
If you're a cigarette smoker, I was too for many years, you know that they're not good for you. You know that they can, cigarettes kill people. You can get, if I told you that there was a product on the market that would allow you to enjoy the nicotine that you enjoy without, well, the health, many of the health detriments, the cost, and the ability to stay indoors. I mean, it kind of stinks to be at work, have to go stand by the dumpster in the rain. There is. It's called an e-cigarette, and Vaporsmiths.com makes one of the best e-cigarettes available on the market today. And they'll give it to you completely free. All you have to do is call 855-2-GET-VAPOR and mention coupon code FTL. Or you can go to Vaporsmiths.com. When you buy 40 cartomizers, these are the things that contain the nicotine substance in them that is vaporized by the gizmo. You buy 40 cartomizers, that's about $70. You'll get a free starter kit. It comes with two e-cigarettes, a charger, and the wires, and all the things that you need. It's Vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. You know, it's worth trying out. Many people that use this, maybe they don't quit smoking entirely, but at the very least, they're smoking fewer cigarettes because they don't have to go outside at work. You can use it right at your desk. In most cases, I'm sure that some businesses
prefer you. Well, the thing that really impressed me, Mark, was the study that we read about a little while ago that said that they basically there was a company who just gave e-cigarettes to a group of smokers who had no interest in quitting.
Yeah, they had turned down a smoking cessation program.
Yeah, and something like 75% of them completely transitioned to e-cigarettes.
I think it was 25% completely transitioned.
Oh, gotcha. And 75% cut back.
And I don't know if it 50%. I think I'd have to look at it.
I don't know.
It was a large percentage of people. I don't want to give bad statistics, but
yeah, I agree.
It's surprising for people that didn't want to quit smoking, they did.
Yeah,
they just did.
There were some impressive results. Let's put it that way.
And it's worth a try. I mean, when you're talking about 40 cartomizers, that's the amount of nicotine in 40 packs of cigarettes. For $70, you can't get 40 packs of cigarettes for $70 anywhere. You can't go to South Carolina. You can't go on a cruise ship and get 40 packs of cigarettes for $70. So it's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com. Now, we were talking about this this article you have here, Stephanie, about the Heritage Foundation's ranking of economically free countries, and I want to get to that. And we also kind of discussed different ways that one might see more freedom in their life.
Sure.
I don't want to disparage the Free State Project. I think that New Hampshire is one of the freest places
on Earth. Now,
well, you are here. You moved here for the Free State Project.
I moved here for the Free State Project.
So your actions are endorsing.
Indeed. Indeed I do. One of the things when you look at the United States, it may not be the highest ranked of these countries, but the thing is there's different, there's different states within the United States that afford more and less freedom. So I don't think the Heritage Foundation, they must just take in sort of the average of the states. Well, New Hampshire's the freest state in the Union, according to the Mercatus Center. So New Hampshire's probably freer. If you were to just rank New Hampshire as a country and a state, because as the United States and a state of the United States, I wonder where it would show up compared to places like Hong Kong and things like that. Another thing about Hong Kong is...
Well, Hong Kong was the number one, by the way.
They always are. Yeah. And one thing about they don't mention is organized crime. There's organized crime in Hong Kong. So
well, there's organized crime anywhere.
You don't have to deal with organized crime in New Hampshire.
I don't deal with it in my life, but maybe some people
not talking
do.
About the government. I'm talking about the other organized criminals.
Yes, I understood that. So, I definitely have to, if you count the government as organized crime, you have to deal with it in your life, yeah.
So, we were talking about different systems. The seasteading is another thing that they're kind of working on, but seasteading seems to be a think tank where they've been thinking about living on the water for some time, but they haven't really been able to come up with something. The reason I like Erickson Council is because they're looks like they're going to get something going this year, and we'll know, what's going on. I mean, I want to see a prototype of one of these life yachts. I think that would be awesome.
Well, I don't think it's fair to say that the Seasteading Institute has done nothing. I mean, if you go on there, I get their newsletter and stuff, and they do have some stuff that they've done, like
research.
Plans and research. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot
and
of research.
It takes a lot of that, for sure. And also, the Patrick Friedman recently went down to, Honduras?
Yep.
And started, like, a charter city or something.
And I was going to mention that, charter city. Or something like that. So they're looking at creating sort of a semi-autonomous state within Honduras, is it?
Yes, yeah. I believe so.
Honduras, which, I'm interested in. I think it's very, very interesting. I'm a little skeptical. I don't know about these, these third world banana republics and trusting them. When you build a successful and prosperous city-state within Honduras, how is Honduras going to react to that? I mean, are they going to want to nationalize that at some point? And then...
Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot of tax money to be had there. How come we're not getting it? I don't know.
It does have that sort of too good to be true ring to it, that there could be an autonomous city and within a country that already exists. But anyway, I mean, I do want to read some things from this article. So basically, the Heritage Foundation, conservative think tank, ranks countries on economic freedom. This article is from humanevents.com by DeRoy Murdoch. And it says, basically... good news is that on economic freedom, America is in the global top 10. The bad news, America is number 10.
Yeah, right.
According to
America's been as low as 13, I believe, on this list. So, we're going to be bopping around in there.
Well, maybe other countries have just become freer and not America has become freer. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a lot of debt.
Other countries have become more unfree. Instead of America becoming freer pushed it up, you know what I mean?
Hey, I don't think there's much chance that the United States has become more economically free in the last 5 years.
Yeah, it doesn't seem consistent with what I can observe, right? So,
bailing out bankers and, the Congress dying to, printing all kinds of dollars and Congress dying to tax you more.
Yeah, and just millions of new regulations
that
favor these big corporations and not
new
startups.
New government jobs.
Yeah. Exactly. So, according to the 18th Annual Index of Economic Freedom released Thursday morning by Heritage Foundation and Wall Street Journal, Hong Kong is the freest economy on Earth. It invariably topped this list since 1995, so they have more than, 15, 17 years, right?
They're a powerhouse at the top of this list. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Number two is Singapore. Yeah. Leads Australia, New Zealand, Switzerland, Canada, Chile, Mauritius and Ireland. I have no idea what Mauritius is.
I'm not familiar with it either.
It must be a small something like Liechtenstein. I want to check it out a little bit more.
You should check it out. And
But Canada's way up there.
Yeah, you're looking at these countries. You look at Ireland, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, Switzerland. You look at these countries, and these are a lot of countries that Americans would say, socialist European countries, they don't love freedom there. And, hey, people,
That's obviously
your freedom has slipped away on your watch. Yeah. While you were busy singing country music about I'm proud to be an American.
Because at least I know I'm free.
You don't. I mean, well, you know something that's not true.
Right?
Yeah. And
this is like more like a story that they told themselves rather than something that's real, yeah?
Right. I mean, you sang yourself into tyranny. And I'm just, you know, it befuddles and annoys me, I've got to say, when you see quantifiable lists like that, I wonder what sort of the average American says to themselves about this list. What is it when a country like Canada, which we would call our socialist neighbor to the north,
yeah,
what happens when they show up as more economically free than the United States? What does that mean? You know, so many.
Or even a place like Australia where there's internet censorship and
sure. You're
there's a mandatory voting. Yeah.
Mandatory voting.
We both said that at the same time. Yeah.
Is it, isn't that tyrannical to be forced to vote?
Yeah.
Some people would say it's a good idea. Probably the same folks that would agree with the draft. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't.
It's similar. Yeah.
You know, here in the United Very States, in several of the states, you can't vote as a felon. So me being a felon, I like to vote when I can. I don't know. I mean, I just, I don't know what people are thinking. All these countries are getting bigger and bigger, and it's a race, frankly, to the bottom as far as governments go. Governments aren't organizations of freedom.
Yeah, exactly. And so I want to read a little bit more about how they compile these rankings.
Yeah.
It says the index evaluates fiscal discipline, taxes, regulations, monetary policy, rule of law, corruption, and other measures of economic liberty. So, I mean, just right there on the monetary policy, I can see why the U.S. continues to slide down.
Yeah, I would say the United States is probably pretty good when it comes to corruption and rule of law. Now, I don't consider
it... You mean there is a lot of...
Good. No, I think that there's probably comparatively not as much corruption in the United States government as there is elsewhere. They codify their corruption
How do they evaluate corruption? Is it like how much they get caught? Or I don't understand how they would measure that, but...
If you get pulled over for a speeding ticket and offer the cop $50 in the United States, you're more likely to end up in handcuffs than you are going along your way. I think that if there's plenty of countries where that's the expected thing to do. 855-450-3733. What do you think about the United States slipping down this chart? 855-450.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.